Welcome to Scrappy ABM, your source for groundbreaking approaches that don't break the bank. ABM shouldn't cost $200K in tech to even get started. So if you want to get started with ABM or make your program even better without investing a massive amount of money, you're in the right place. Each week, we'll hear from the brightest minds in the marketing world who are redefining ABM, achieving incredible results with untraditional methods, limited resources, and a whole lot of creativity. This isn't a show about how much money you can spend on fancy tech or overhyped tools. Instead, it's about celebrating creative problem solving and the scrappiness it takes to get ABM right. We'll dive into how these marketing leaders built robust ABM strategies with limited resources, revealing the actionable insights that led to their biggest wins. So if you're a marketer ready to challenge the status quo and build a scalable, efficient, effective marketing strategy, Scrappy ABM is the show for you. So if you're ready to discover ABM strategies that are lean, impactful, and utterly transformative, let's dive into this episode. Hello and welcome to Scrappy ABM. This is your podcast with practical playbooks that don't break the bank. This is your host, Mason Cosby, and today I'm excited to dig into the event activation playbook. In 2024, events are alive and they are very well. And I don't know about you, but I feel like everybody's headed back to them. But what I'm also hearing from a ton of people is we're doing events and it's a brand awareness play. And generally speaking, forgive me for being so blunt, brand awareness plays are an excuse for we don't know how to generate revenue. So today we're going to talk through how you can generate revenue through your events. Personally, Scrappy ABM has been to 3 events in the past 3 months, and we have generated 3 opportunities that have already closed, plus 40 opportunities in total that are actively being worked in our pipeline from 3 events. One of them was B2B MX, which had about 2,500 people attend. One of them was Golden Hour, and the Golden Hour event had at max 300 people. And then lastly, we went to a regional event called Experience Inbound. That was a HubSpot regionally run event. And out of all 3 of those events, very different audiences, we closed a deal, at least one out of every event, that then paid for our trip and generated a significant ROI. Event activation, if done well, is absolutely worth running events and running an event strategy for your business. With that, there's a couple of prerequisites that you need to be aware of. For starters, the 3 events that I went to personally, I had the opportunity to speak. And full transparency, if you have the opportunity to speak, it is far easier to convert an event because you are literally handed a microphone and given the opportunity to speak and share your message. Just simply put, that's it. If you can share a message at the event and you have dedicated attention, it will be easier to convert events. That said, that's not required. The other idea is if you don't have a speaking slot, work through what are you doing that actually allows you to stand out. Yes, you can have a booth, but admittedly, unless you're like me and you just happen to genuinely love B2B swag, I don't know that a lot of people are actually necessarily stopping by the booth if they're not legitimately interested or if you haven't done anything to stand out. Yes, you have to figure out some way to stand out. And really at the core, that's what a speaking engagement is. Speaking engagement is an opportunity to stand out at an event. So if you can figure out a way to stand out at your events, then you have a higher likelihood of actually being able to run an event activation playbook. So with that, let's think through the 4D framework of data, distribution, destination, and direction. For a quick refresher, data is who we're going after, why are we reaching out, and how to message those people appropriately. Next is distribution. How are we getting information in front of them? Next is destination. What are we pointing them to? And then lastly is direction. How are we tracking that they engaged? So for the purposes of this episode, we're going to specifically focus in on the idea that you have a speaking engagement. In the next episode, we'll talk through what to do if you don't have a speaking engagement. So again, event activation is far simpler when you have a speaking engagement. When you think about data of who are we going after, in the context of an event activation playbook, you should focus on those that attended your session. Simply put, when you focus on those that attended your session, you have a much higher likelihood of conversion and re-engagement because they are brand aware. They sat through a talk for maybe 30 minutes, an hour. They did a workshop. Some of these workshops go for 3 hours. They spent significant time with you. So they're already, again, brand aware. They're already at least somewhat problem aware through your session if you structure your session in such a way that you directly address the problems and how to solve them. They're then also potentially solution aware. They have viable ideas on how to solve the problem. So by that audience, there's a much higher likelihood that if you were to reach out, that they would respond. So that's our data set. The question then becomes, how do we get that data? It depends on the event that you go to, but many events will give you the list. And I mean that. Sometimes you just have to ask. If you're a good speaker as well, if you just ask, they'll tell you. And the other thing is, even for events, I've gone to a couple of events that had no badge scanning. There was no way to quote unquote capture the data. But what they are doing is they are sending out NPS results after the events to see who's responded. So as a result, based on who's responded to the event, then you can actually, or responded to your session specifically and rated your session, you can ask for that information and say, hey, would you be willing to send me those? I'd love to send them a thank you for actually responding. Huge opportunities there. The other thing is you can work through what's a capture mechanism that you can offer in your session to capture the data. So again, what that functionally can look like is something as simple as, hey, go connect with me on LinkedIn and drop me a quick message asking for X deliverable, X asset. If you offer a free template, which I do in every session, I say we have a free playbook that you can get from me. Just shoot me a message on LinkedIn. I'm happy to send it your way. That is the way in which you can get access to this playbook. There is no QR code. There is no other way. You have to message me directly in order to get the playbook. And as a result, I've then created a line of communication. Tons of ways you can capture the data. The last idea is simply a QR code of some form and fashion that has a conversion. Admittedly, I don't love this as much. People don't like to fill out forms as much today. So if you have something like a re-engagement playbook for website traffic where you can de-anonymize your website traffic and you create a dedicated landing page that is only specific to that event and you can de-anonymize the traffic based on those that hit that specific page, there's a viable opportunity there. But again, at the core, from a data perspective, you have the audience. The question is now, how do we get their information? Tons of ways you can do that. Hopefully that was helpful as a couple of different ideas. Last but certainly not least is very simply creating a mechanism through which you maybe stand by the door. And I did this for a ton of our events. I stood by the door and I shook everybody's hand and I said, thank you for being here. It's old fashioned, but it works. And you shake everyone's hand and you give some level of comfort to actually having a conversation with you after your speaking session. This is how I booked 30 meetings at B2B MX same day, is every person that walked into the room until I had 2 minutes before my session started, I shook their hand. I said, thank you for being here. You get a ton of value out of this. If you have any questions after, I'll be around for the next 2 days. Please come and ask me. And I booked 30 meetings. So that's the first piece, data. And again, your trigger is simple. They attended your session. So you know that they have some form of a problem based on the fact that they took time out of their life to go to your session. Your session title is likely something provocative that piques someone's interest. So there is some form of intent that is saying, this is maybe an interesting session. Maybe they attended the session, they're like, actually, this was not interesting. Based on the fact that they attended, that they have some problem they're trying to solve. Well, lastly, how do we message those people? I think of the message very clearly here is next step content. So you just delivered likely, if it's a speaking session, probably step one level information. Most of the sessions that I speak are the first step to ABM is activation. And I walk through the ABM activation framework that we've developed, which is our 4D framework. And I teach and I train on that at almost everything that I do, because that's step one for anything when it relates to account-based marketing. So then the step two content is take this framework and implement it. Go do it in your life. So the message is really clear. How do you now take this and go and execute? So that is data. Next is distribution. So there's two components to this. One, again, if you're speaking, you have a distribution channel already through the speaking engagement, because the speaking engagement in and of itself is a distribution channel to share information. The next component to this, though, is how are you going to follow up? Depending on the event that you're attending, for example, B2B MX had an event app that allowed you to connect one-to-one with every single person in the event. And what you also were able to see is if people registered for the event, you're able to message them directly. So what I did 24 hours after my speaking session at B2B MX, I messaged all 375 people that attended the session. And I said, thank you for attending. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Here's a link to my podcast. If you want to dig even deeper, we've got 50 episodes that dig into this topic from a variety of angles. And if you have any other questions, I'll be around for the next 2 days. Feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn. It wasn't that long exactly, but those were the core things that I hit on. Connect with me on LinkedIn. Here's a resource. and thank you for attending. Again, that was the distribution channel. It was the in-app platform. The next thing that you can do is, depending again on the event, they may actually just give you the people's contact information that attended your session. Go through and connect with all of them on LinkedIn. It may take some time, but a lot of us have two screens. And this is how I got my start on account-based marketing on LinkedIn, is I'd pull up one screen with a spreadsheet and another screen with LinkedIn, and I'd go through and I'd find everybody and I'd connect with them. If you connect with 20 people a day, you will be golden. If you try to do more than that, you may end up getting your account locked because your activity starts to look like an automated bot. I have been confused by LinkedIn as an automated bot far more times than I can count because I connected too quickly. So again, shoot for 20 connection requests on a daily basis. And the other thing is, again, you now have a running list of people that you can go after. If you don't have the list, that's always going to be the challenge, is how do I get the data? So again, I provided a variety of ways based on that. Just start connecting. The reason that you want to connect here is, one, it's logical. These events are often associated with networking. LinkedIn is networking online. So by connecting on LinkedIn, you create a channel through which people feel like you're engaging directly and appropriately. If you just automatically start emailing them, it's very clear that you aren't here to network, you're here to sell. That's the next piece. The other component around distribution is using your presentation to point to a direction. So for me, my main call to action in actually every single speaking engagement is go listen to my podcast, because it's a logical next step. You listen to me speak. If you like content like this, I do this twice a week on my podcast where we dig into this even further. It's not an ebook. It's not a guide. It's a very logical next step. Speaking engagement to podcast is one of the highest converting calls to action. I see about a 30% conversion of an audience to an actual podcast listener through the QR code. Huge opportunity here. So put up on the screen, here's a QR code, scan this, go listen to my podcast, which then leads directly into destination. I think the destination, if you have a podcast, is a huge opportunity. If you have a webinar series, it's a huge opportunity, but something that takes them from a format that they're already familiar with, which is you speaking to them and having a conversation with them through a speaking engagement. Point them to a similar piece of content and a similar content asset, which would be podcast, it would be webinars, it'd be a video series, anything like that keeps them engaged past that session. I've given context that Scrappy ABM has converted at least one deal out of every conversation, but what I can, out of every event, and we have, again, about 30 other opportunities that are still actively in pipeline. What I don't yet know is we haven't got enough space from the event. Some of these events will convert 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, and say, hey, I saw you at this event. I have had that already happen with some events that we went to last year, in which they saw us in October, met us there, they followed our content for 6 months, and then they converted into a customer. That is often another way. So the goal here is, don't let you be a one-hit wonder in their life. Ensure that they listen to your content at the event and convert into ongoing content and ongoing resources. Lastly is the direction component. So how do you know that you've converted this audience? One, are they connecting with you on LinkedIn? That is a conversion and a touch point. Next is, again, if you have a QR code that's a scannable QR code for either podcast or webinar or video series, how many people scan the QR code? That's direction as well. And then last component to this is, simply put, pipeline. Like, do people listen and engage at your event and then convert into pipeline? The final piece to all of this that actually converts into revenue is, after your session, hang out in a very easily accessible place, which is right outside the doors. You get kicked out of the event or right up front of the stage, and welcome one-to-one conversations. Welcome a Q&A that is not the mass Q&A, but it's the one-to-one. After all of my sessions, I generally have anywhere from 2, depending on the size of the event, to 10 people come up directly to me to have further conversations and say, I'd love to work with you. I'd love to figure out how we can have more conversations. And specifically with a longer event, something like a B2B MX that was 3 days, wear branded things. Make it really easy to find you. I, on my first day, whenever I speak, I wear the same Scrappy ABM pullover that's a quarter zip. On day 2, I wear a bright orange Scrappy ABM branded shirt. I'm very hard to miss, and that is by design. Because at B2B MX, what ended up happening is I had tons of people that came up to me and said, thank you for your session, I'd love to talk with you further. So be easy to find at the event. That is a tracking component. And when you share a link and don't people book meetings, you know this is working or this isn't. The final piece to all of this is the event activation playbook in this context is heavily dependent on the content that you present. If you present horrible content and you've not had this experience of people coming up to you and asking and learning and wanting to learn more, it likely means that your content doesn't match the audience. And as a result, you need to refine the content because all of this is dependent on what do you present? What do you share? Is it actually an engaging topic that relates back to your business and is a viable problem that people are trying to solve? The answer is no to those things. Go back to the drawing board and figure out what content is going to resonate with the audience. Now that's potentially harsh, but it's the truth. Again, people go to events generally to learn. And when they learn something and they see it, they want to learn more. It's just how it works. So if you have no one that comes up to you, no one that says thank you, no one that engages at all at the event in person where people are generally at least somewhat kind, you missed the mark on the content and none of the rest of this even matters. Hopefully this is helpful as a playbook. Again, data, go after those that are in the audience of the session that you are speaking in. Distribution, use LinkedIn, use the in-app messaging capabilities, use the session in and of itself to distribute information and capture information. Destination, where are you pointing them to? Point them to a podcast, a video series, a webinar series, anything that gets them to continue to engage. And lastly, direction. Are they scanning the QR codes? Are they connecting with you on LinkedIn? Are they booking meetings? If you can track those things, you have a highly repeatable event activation playbook that you can run at your next event. This has been Scrappy ABM, and we'll see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Scrappy ABM. If you enjoyed this week's episode, go ahead and give us a follow so that you don't miss a single episode. We drop every single Monday so that you can start your week off right. And if you're looking for additional great content just like this, go check out scrappyabm.com. We're building a library of frameworks, guides, templates, processes, and tools so you have everything that you need to build a low-budget, high-impact, scrappy program. Again, thank you for listening to this episode of Scrappy ABM. This has been your host, Mason Cosby, and we look forward to seeing you in the next one.